بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عارف بالله حضر مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ آپ کا عارفانہ کلام ہے اور مضمون ہے وہ خاکی جس زمین پر آیا آسماں بن کر آیا، وہ خاکی جس زمین پر آیا بن کر آسماں آیا. ذرا غور کیجئے، ہے خاکی لیکن جہاں بھی گیا آسماں بن کر گیا. کیا مطلب آسماں بن کر گیا؟ جس طریقے سے آسمان سے ابر رحمت کا نزول ہوتا ہے، باران رحمت کا نزول ہوتا ہے، اسی طریقے سے وہ خاکی کہ جس کے دل میں معیت خاصہ آ گئی، یعنی نسبت آ گئی، جب نسبت آ گئی، معیت خاصہ آ گئی، تو وہ خاکی جہاں بھی جاتا ہے وہ ابر رحمت بن کر برستا ہے.
بحمد اللہ میرے دل میں وہ سلطان جہاں آیا، بحمد اللہ میرے دل میں وہ سلطان جہاں آیا.
جب سلطان جہاں دل میں آ گیا تو ہوا کیا؟ پھر
لغت تعبیر سے قاصر ہے ما فوق البیان، لغت تعبیر سے قاصر ہے ما فوق البیان.
یعنی یہ خاکی جب جہاں بھی جائے گا آسماں بن کر کے جائے گا، ابر رحمت برسائے گا، اور کیسی ابر رحمت برسائے گا؟ وہ ما فوق البیان ہے، یعنی اسپیچ لیس ہے، وہ بیان نہیں کر سکتے.
سنا ہے جلوہ اس کا، سنا ہے جلوہ اس کا، کیف و کم سے پاک ہے لیکن، سنا ہے جلوہ اس کا، کیف و کم سے پاک ہے لیکن، دل عارف میں آیا، دل عارف میں آیا، کس طرح فوق اللسان، دل عارف میں آیا، کس طرح فوق اللسان. اسی کو اہل نسبت، اسی کو اہل نسبت صوفیہ حضرات کہتے ہیں، اسی کو اہل نسبت صوفیہ حضرات کہتے ہیں، جو سلطان جہاں ہو کر بے نامو، جو سلطان جہاں ہو کر کے بے نامو نشایا.
وہ خاکی جس کے دل میں معیت خاصہ آ گئی تو اس کی نشانی کیا ہے؟ درد دل آ گیا، اس کی نشانی کیا ہے؟ سنیے،
علامت اہل دل کی، علامت اہل دل کی، دوست تو ظاہر نہیں ہوتی.
وہ خاکی عام خاصوں کے ساتھ چل رہا ہے، ظاہر میں کوئی نہیں کس طرح کے اہل نسبت ہے، کہ اللہ والا ہے. اس لیے کہ اس کے سر پر سینگ نہیں ہوتے کہ سینگ دیکھ کر کے پہچان جائے کہ یہ اہل نسبت ہے, یہ اللہ والا ہے. علامت کیا ہے؟
علامت اہل دل کی دوست تو ظاہر نہیں ہوتی, مگر منبر پہ جب آ یا تو با ہو فوگا یا
وہ خاکی جب منبر پر آئے گا اور جب مسندر پر آئے گا تو اس کی آنکھوں سے دریا بہتا ہوگا اور اندر میں جو ہے وہ دل دلے بریاں ہوگا اور بات میں کیا ہوگا؟ آہو فوگا, بات سے آہو فوگا ظاہر ہوگی.
علامت اہل دل کی دوست تو ظاہر نہیں ہوتی, مگر منبر پہ جب آ یا تبا ہو فوگا یا. معیت خاصا کا دل میں گو احساس رہتا ہے, معیت خاصا کا,
معیت خاصا درد دل,
معیت خاصا کا دل میں گو احساس رہتا ہے, نگاہوں میں مگر, نگاہوں میں مگر اس کا اثر تو بے زبایا.
یعنی جب آنکھیں دریا بہاتی ہے تو گویا وہ آنکھیں تم کو کہہ رہی ہے, آنکھیں تم سے کہہ رہی ہے کہ یہ کون ہے؟ اللہ والا ہے, یہ صاحب نسبت ہے, اس کو میت خاصہ مل گئی.
بڑی مدت سے درد دل لیے خاموش تھا ظالم,
یہاں ظالم سے مراد اللہ والا ہے.
بڑی مدت سے درد دل لیے خاموش تھا ظالم,
یعنی چھپا رہا ہے, چھپا رہا ہے وہ خاکی, اپنے آپ کو چھپا رہا ہے. لیکن
مگر میں ہے فلم میں جب آ یا تو با آ اس فشایا,
جب محفل میں آ گیا, مسندر پر آ گیا وہ خاکی, تو اب جو ہے رہا نہیں جا رہا ہے, وہ جو ایک درد دل ہے اور دل بریاں ہے وہ جو ہے اب ظاہر ہو رہا ہے, الفاظ سے آہو فغاں سے ظاہر ہو رہا ہے.
مگر محفل میں جب آ یا تو با فشایا, بفیض مرشد, بفیض مرشد کامل جو نسبت کا ہوا حامل.
اگر کوئی سوچے کہ نسبت کہاں ملتی ہے, کہیں دکان میں ملتی ہے, کہیں بازار میں ملتی ہے, چلو ہم بھی لے گئے خرید لیں, حضرت فرما رہے ہیں کہاں ملے گی؟
بفیض مرشد, بفیض مرشد کامل جو نسبت کا ہوا حامل,
وہ اللہ والوں کی جوتیوں میں ملے گا.
وہ خاکی جس زمین پر, وہ خاکی جس زمین پر آیا بن کر آسمایا, وہ خاکی جس زمین پر آیا بن کر آسمایا.
نسبت کیسے حاصل ہوتی ہے, درد دل کیسے حاصل ہوتا ہے؟
شکست آرزو سے, شکستے آرزو سے دل شکستہ ہو گیا لیکن
بقول معذر والا کے آرزوؤں کا خون کرنا پڑے گا.
شکستے آرزو سے دل شکستہ ہو گیا لیکن ہمارا درد دل ہمارا درد دل بن کر کے خوشی دے جایا لگایا جس نے غیر اللہ سے دل ایسے ظالم کو.
پیچھے گزر گیا ظالم اس کا معنی اللہ والا تھا اور یہاں ظالم تو مراد گنہگار.
لگایا جس نے غیر اللہ سے دل ایسے ظالم کو جہاں دیکھا اسے اے دوستو نو حاکم آیا ہزاروں خون حسرت
سے بہت خون تمنا سے. دل کیسا ملتا ہے, مائیت خاصہ کیسے ملتی ہے یہ سنیے.
ہزاروں خون حسرت سے بہت خون تمنا سے دل شکستہ دل میں آیا.
وہ کہاں آتا ہے؟ دل شکستہ میں.
شکستہ دل میں آیا اور پھر کیسا آیا شکستہ دل میں آیا اور پھر کیسا آیا معیت خاصہ جب اہل دل کو مل گئی اخنتر معیت خاصہ جب اہل دل کو مل گئی اخنتر وہ جب آیا ہے ممبر پر تو با سحر بیا آیا
وہ جب آیا ہے ممبر پر تو با سحر بیا آیا
بحمد اللہ میرے دل میں وہ سلطان جہایا لغت تعبیر سے قاصر ہے ما فوق البیایا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is translation of the poem اشکی روا عاشقان or نجم السما. This is the interpretation or the tarjuma of another poem, not the one that was rendered now. In this poem, Abdul Hakim Saab rahimahullah ta'ala explains the tears of those who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidden in their heart. That the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, it penetrates the heart and is very deep. And words cannot explain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power in words. And he said, I don't have the ability to describe the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the tears of love of Allah ta'ala mix with these feelings, then you will come to know what is hidden within the heart. He has the experience کہ عشق روا عاشقان نجم السما سے کم نہیں ان کا یہ خون عرضو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں. That the tears in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing less than the stars in the sky. Just like how the stars in the sky, they twinkle and they shine to the inhabitants of the earth, in the same way, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cries in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those tears also become like stars on the earth, and they shine to the inhabitants of the people of the sky. And the khuni arzu, them breaking their hearts in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is really nothing less than fulfilling and being loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He explains that these tears of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes up from their heart and their heart is broken, it says, chur kan hota hai, becomes broken completely. And he says, then the heart becomes broken. And he says, this will happen not just by tasbihat and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not by tasbihat and dhikr. These are something which are very sweet, a person enjoys. But the bitter medication, where a person now holds himself back from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the heart breaks, then the tears flow. So those tears turn into stars. جو ہے ادائی خاجگی پنہا اسی میں ہے کرم ان کی رضا بھی دوستو ان کی عطا سے کم نہیں. In these couplets, Hazrat explains that those bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are given to his banda, and he becomes happy in every condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in, whatever condition may be, whether it be favorable, unfavorable. But he's happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says this happiness is nothing less than indeed a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Even though it may be something adverse to him, but him being happy with this decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this happiness in the heart is nothing less than also a favor of Allah ta'ala upon his heart. So he's even happy upon that unfavorable moment in his life. This also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be good health, whether it be illness. So all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all conditions, he is happy with the first-hand decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unki nazar ke hosle rashke shahane ka inat, usade qalb ashiqa arze sama se kam nahi. That hosla and that courage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his friends to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this indeed becomes the envy of the kings of the world. So what himmat, what courage you have. And the vastness of the hearts of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing less than the vastness of the skies and the earth. Allah ta'ala grants them hearts like this. So that explains over here that when it comes to the kings of the world and there are some decisions to make, then they will have to hold counsel. And take them time, they don't have that himmat and courage just to make a decision immediately. So they have to make mashwara and they have to go over it over a few times till they come to some decision. But when it comes to the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it's time to put the power bricks of taqwa, that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command has come to the fore, they say without any mashwara. They know this is the limit. And this is the hosla and the courage they have, and that is where they stop. They don't go further than this. So even the kings of the world can't understand this. How come so quickly you understand the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you break your heart in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the breaking of the heart is such, Allah ta'ala makes the chest and the heart very, very vast, that encompasses, they are able now, they have the capacity to hold that anwar, tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, which Allah ta'ala instills within them. Ya Rabbi, ya darje dil tera, sare marz ki hai dawa. Hey, ye maraz teri ata jo ki shifa se kam nahi. Says, oh my Rabb, as Hakim says, oh my Rabb, this pain of the heart in your muhabbat and love is in reality a medication for all the illnesses. And this illness of the heart, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is nothing less than in reality cure and shifa. As it says over here, that person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his true love and muhabbat, and he has his constant fikr and concern, that is my Allah happy with me or not? Is Allah ta'ala happy with me or not? Like I was give the example always about that young bride about to get married, and they call in the hairdresser, do up her hair, And the hairdresser will tell her, tomorrow is your nikah and your wedding. Is it possible that tonight you lie down and sleep, your hair will get spoiled? She's prepared the entire night to sit up on the sofa just to let her hair be prim and proper the next day. She goes to all at Qurban, she stay awake the entire night also, tomorrow is my day, the big day. The next morning her friends will come and tell her, you look so beautiful. If he sees you, he'll fall in love with you. So she begins to cry. So they ask her, why are you crying? Today is your big day. She says, you might say that I'm looking beautiful, but if he does not like it, this is nothing, this is vain. So she says, the same way a person now, he can look so beautiful, but is my Allah happy with me? People may say, wow, what qiraat, what nazam, what ash'ar, what bayan, what a status he has, a booming business, and he has everything else. But oh my Rabb, are you happy with me? Is my existence in this world really a means of your rahmat descending upon me and upon the makhluq? The other says, this dirty deal of the heart, this pain in the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, this in reality now is the medication for all other bimaris and illnesses. The Allah illnesses, Hazrat explains that illnesses, a person worries about his dunya, he worries about things which he's not supposed to worry about. Whether it's depression, whether it's other things that are in his mind all the time, doesn't let him sleep. In salah also is bugging him. But the Allah, this dardizil is such an overriding, overwhelming illness of the heart, which is not an illness, it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that it makes me forget all other illnesses. But this actually is my medication and my shifa. Everything else becomes nothing to me. لَسْكُ كَرْدَيْتُ فِنَا بَعْقِ رَهَيْنَا كُشْ أَنَا رَحْمِ اُنْكِ نَازُ وَكِبَرْ جَوْرِ جَفَا سَ كَمْ نَهِ. Hazrat says, oh my Allah, that make it such that my nafs becomes fana, becomes annihilated in your love. There nothing remains of ana, that I am being this, is nothing, it's only you. رَحْمِ اُنْكِ نَازُ, that in this path of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pride of the nafs is nothing less than a person actually physically oppressing himself. Says his pride is nothing less than a person actually humiliating, beating up himself. This is the naz and the kibr. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says only when it attains an atom's weight of pride in your heart. That also will block you from gaining the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat gives over here a few examples and he says, that meri taraf log mutawajjih hone chahe, mera ihtiram hona chahe, bi khalqi khuda mein khoob bara shumar ho. The people now must hold me in high esteem, that I have some status. When I walk in, heads must turn. You must know I am in the gathering, that I am encountered, that I am noted. He said, all these things now, if it's been through the heart, these are signs that ana, that I still have it in me. When I become nothing, that I won't even regard myself as anything. Khawadr explains beautifully also, that a person feels in his heart that I am nothing. He feels in his heart, or he thinks that I am nothing. He said, that thought also is pride. That you think I am nothing, he said, tawazu humility, is that a thought, is a reality. That I am nothing. I don't even think that I am nothing. So a person to come to that level, that way I am nothing. That there's no maqam, there's no status for me. I am a simple banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I have is only the ni'mat and the karam and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye bhi karam hai aapka jis kaame ahal bhi na tha. Yani jo dard dil diya dono sara se kam nahi. Unki atai khajgi meri adai bandagi. Lekin mera qusoor bhi meri ada se kam nahi. Hazrat says rahmatullah alayhi, that oh my Allah, this pain of the heart that you have given me, which I was not worthy of, is only your favor and your kindness upon me, that this which you have given me in my heart is more valuable, although I had no value, but more valuable than the entire world put together. And these royal favors of yours, and my abdiyat and bandagi, in reality even I have to make qusur and I have to acknowledge all my faults, this too is nothing less than my good deeds. As I explained, that for a person before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that without being deserving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering His bounties upon us. So we should understand and remember that this acknowledgement of our sins in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given a person to give you the ability and tawfiq to represent yourself and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't think this also is some ibadah. This is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness to you, that you are able now to present yourself and acknowledge your faults and your sins. Therefore, thereafter also, don't say, I did so and so thing. Don't say that I was able to make tawbah, that I repented to Allah. That too, Allah Ta'ala favor upon you. Jalwa ye haq ke samne hairat se be zuban sahi phir bhi sukoot e ishq ka iski sada se kam nahi akhtar hamara dard dil bazam mein be nawa sahi lekin kisi ki chashme nam uski nawa se kam nahi. The last few couples, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahu ta'ala explains that when a person now has witnessed and experienced the jalwa and the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is in a alame tahayyur. He is in a different world. What he has seen, what he has experienced, is in a different world altogether. That he says that the azmat and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring upon my heart. I cannot explain with my tongue and words in reality what my heart is going through. And as I say, this is nothing which is masnu'i, which I'm just making up. But this is a reality. That when the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart of a person, then he cannot even explain this to anyone. But the reality, Hazrat says, that the world that an ashiq of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is living in, the only way he can explain that love is experiencing. So say, I've seen many people in love, that they want to tell the beloved something. But when they go before the beloved, they can't even lift their eyes up. They can't even explain the feeling of their heart. They say, no word can explain what I'm feeling right now. Hazrat says, this is how I am feeling. I cannot explain to you in reality what I am feeling right now. In the alam tahayyur, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what mushahada, what jalwa of Allah ta'ala is pouring upon my heart. So I cannot explain it. But you want proof and reality to understand what is going through the heart. This you will understand when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours out to my eyes. When the tears will come out, then you understand how deep the dard dil and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Then a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will open his heart and his tears will become a translation, interpretation of really what is hidden within his heart. And then these tears of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient as a voice. He says the tongue becomes silent and the heart begins to speak. The heart begins to speak, then the eyes begin to flow. This, he says, is more effective, more powerful than any words in the world. But this is the heart that is speaking through the eyes. This is enough for a person now to understand that what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير وقال تعالى واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, for the command of our Honorable Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, the Tabriz of this time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, Hazrat says before every bayan, we should make muzakara, discuss one of the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and by talking about the sunnahs, and the love of the sunnahs will come into our lives, and the practice of sunnat will come into our lives, inshallah. The noor of sunnat will spread in the world, and all goodness will spread. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's whole life, every action, every moment of his was noor and hidayat for the whole of mankind. So Allah ta'ala has blessed us with this honorable Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in according to some narration, though they are not categorized as correct, but the meaning of it is 100% correct, that Allah created the entire world for the sake of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As also it is narrated that Allah Ta'ala was a hidden treasure, and Allah wanted to manifest himself. In this world, Allah won't come himself, but the true manifestation of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's qualities, Allah's Noor, Allah made Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that when Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam made tawbah and istighfar for the little error, misunderstanding that he had, and he for so long he cried, and by those tears, which the both Ash'ar referred to, that river of tears that flow from the eyes. And we cannot imagine, Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has said, that the more closer a person is to Allah, the easier the tears flow from the eyes. And even a small error, which is not even an error really, Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyiatul Muqarrameen. Those who are pious, their good deeds are counted as sins of those who are very close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Also, unfortunately, we just have to drift all the time a little bit. Hazrat Damat Baraka Rahmatullah Ali explained that it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I make more than 70 times a day istighfar. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam, the king of Masumiyat, knows that it is bi'adabi to even talk of any sin in relationship to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what was this istighfar? Many explanations the ulama have given. Hazrat has explained this also, that at what level Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he all the time was going on a higher level. So his istighfar was on his lower level. Like a person, he's making five times namaz properly, but now he's got concentration and devotion. Now he makes tawbah, istighfar, all those past namazes that I made without concentration and devotion. Or a more practical example, a person was making wudu, he wasn't making istibra, that is making sure that the drops of urine, that there are none left. He made istinja, everything, his wudu is correct, inshallah. But now he starts making tawbah on that, that how was I making istinja all this year? So there are many things like that. So these people, their stages are high, but as they are going higher and higher all the time, they make tawbah istighfar of the previous condition. So this was the condition. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, after so many years, then he made dua to Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the sadqa, in the tawfeel of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Immediately Allah ta'ala accepted his dua. And Allah asked him, O Adam, how do you know of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is from your progeny, and you will be the first Nabi, he will be the last Nabi. So he said, I saw on your arsh written, La ilaha illallah, the last word in La ilaha illallah is Allah. And the first word in Muhammadur Rasulullah is Muhammad. And whose name you put together with your name, I realize there is no greater being than him. So Allah, he asked her in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So high is the position of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How much we think of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How much we read Durood Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, just the thinking of any buzurg brings nur into the heart. Just the thought of a buzurg. And the thought of the king of all the buzurgs, the highest of all, just the thought of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will bring nur into the heart. And then to read Durood Sharif, and then to follow his sunnah, and then to spread his sunnah, to make them alive in the home, to make them alive in the whole world. What a great, great honor it is. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make every sunnah we try and bring into our lives. So one great sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also to prepare for the month of Ramadan. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. In other words, 2 months before, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had building up that enthusiasm or manifesting that enthusiasm. And Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh al-Hadith, most probably Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, has written, there were those buzurgs when they saw the moon of Eid after Ramzan, they already started anticipating the coming of the next Ramzan. They were so eager that this Ramzan has passed, and what they saw in Ramadan, what they got in Ramadan, waiting for the next Ramadan already. So as this anticipation, may Allah build it in us also. That a person looks forward and he builds himself up and looking forward towards Ramadan. And what is the barakat? One narration is this also. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa barik lana fi Ramadan. That also give us the greatest barakat. As ulama have explained, that in Rajab, it is like you are planting the seed. And in Sha'ban, you are nurturing, looking after it. And in Ramadan, you're taking your crop. And a person, when he takes his crop, then how happy doesn't he get? So just in this way, we should look forward to the month of Ramadan and get prepared for it. In this regard, Maulana Musa Saab explained yesterday that Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Saab, rahmatullah alayh, he asked one alim, I think, most probably, or somebody, how much Quran Sharif do you read a day? So he said, 2 suparas, which is very, very good. 2 suparas, Hazrat Mufti Saab said, 2 suparas. Like that, I read every day 15 suparas in my namaz. And in Ramadan, I read 15 in namaz and 15 out of the namaz. These people who appreciated Ramadan like that. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, wrote to all his khulafa that Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, used to make 61 khatams in the month of Ramadan. One during the day, one during the night, and one in Taraweeh. So he said, we also should try, and must inform him. And then all wrote how much they read. Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, with all the work of Tabligh, Hidayati Bayan, Mashuras, visitors, guests coming, looking after them. He said, I only managed 61 khatams. Allahu Akbar, in a month of Ramadan, I only managed 61 khatams. How these people were. So this month of Ramadan, Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib, Hadrat Maha Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, before Ramadan, he should make salam to everyone. He say, now no talking to no one, whole month of Ramadan. And we will meet after Eid. If we live in, we will meet after Eid. And the only time he, with his very, very close friend, he should have a few finjans of tea. Those small cups with black Sulaimani tea, black tea, that's all he should have. And when his very close Khadim insisted, Hazrat, you should have something, you're going to become very weak. He said, Subhanallah, I'm getting the enjoyment of Jannat. In this world, these people, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah let us at least admire, وَحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. I love these people, this pious, and all the groups, the pious people, the ulama, the people of Jamaat, the people of Khanqa, the people who are doing social welfare work, people who are all doing, may Allah put their love into our heart. And we aspire, and may Allah make us from amongst them also. And that is also a great thing for us. Otherwise, these people, they have surpassed everything. So may Allah give us this great, great ni'mat of the month of Ramadan, and to appreciate it, and to spend every moment correctly. Like Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh wrote to many akabir to ask them what the ma'amulat of Ramadan, what things they do. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained on one occasion, what my maamulata out of Ramzan, they are the same in Ramzan. And that was what many of our akabir, plenty. So in other words, my whole year is Ramadan. The whole year I spend like, I don't waste a moment of my time. All the time. So where am I going to get extra time to do extra ibadat? The whole year. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Mu'adh Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, has written that on one occasion his wife told him that I'm just going to go and visit some people in the neighborhood. So the time to set the fowls free from the pen in which they are kept, you must open them, give them the food and water. Then Hazrat forgot, so busy his work, he went to write his kitab, and 60 letters of correspondence, Islahi correspondence, 60 letters a day he should reply. And then all his other tasnifat, writing, etc. We find it difficult to reply to one letter. And they shouldn't just reply, yeah, there, by the way, real essence in those letters. And what guidance in those letters. Some of our buzurgs, they replied, and it became whole kitabs. Like, for example, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the reply to one question, he wrote the whole Al-I'tidal, the balance between the buzurgs. Especially at the time of Pakistan being formed, India, Pakistan, some ulama were of this opinion, some ulama of this opinion, and how to keep the balance. And that controversy in the ulama also caused a great uproar in the whole community. But how to keep the balance, Hazrat wrote a whole kitab in reply to that. And many others, some people wrote with regard to the objection they had with regard to tabligh work. In reply, Hazrat wrote a whole kitab. All the objections and all the replies to that also. So these people were so busy all the time. And then Hazrat Kitabs, but when he sat down to writing, not a single subject came in his mind. And these are also men of Allah. He turned immediately to Allah. Ya Allah, where's all my knowledge gone? Ya Allah, what has happened that I can't remember a thing? I'm gone blank completely. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that my makhluk, my one creation, they are there and they are closed and they have to be free now. And they are hungry, they are thirsty, they have to be fed, they have to be given what? Immediately went himself. Not he sent a khadim or somebody. Allah make us maaf, we anyone, to tell that person to do this, tell that person to do that. He went himself. When he said they gave them food, set them free, he came back. He said, again Allah Ta'ala opened everything to him. May Allah Ta'ala give us also such tawbah and such connection with Allah Ta'ala that whatever wrong we do, we realize. Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zamata, Da'amat Barakatum, was visiting us a few months ago. And then after Isha Namaz, he was sitting here, and then he explained one ajeeb occasion that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Allah ta'ala revealed the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi. O people of Iman, fear Allah as Allah has to be feared. As Allah has to be feared, Allah. But Hazrat wrote that in the our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that in namaz, when a person, in order to get concentration in namaz, then when he is standing, he must think this much, many, five, six things Hazrat has written by which concentration in namaz can become easy. One of them was that, Ya Allah, I'm standing for you and I'm going to stand forever for you. And you are watching me. So we think that when you go in ruku, Ya Allah, I'm in ruku and I'm going to be forever in ruku and you are watching me. He says, if you will do this, then slowly, slowly, that thought will remain with you all the time. Wherever you are, if you do it in namaz, I'm in sajda and I'm going to remain in sajda for all the time. Like the other those malaika who are all the time only in sajda, those who are all the time only in ruku, all the time only in a standing position, so I'm going to be staying. And our command is, after your ruku sajda is finished, you get up again. So by that, concentration in namaz will come. And that will lead on to concentration out of namaz, that Ya Allah, you are watching me all the time. So when a person has got that Ya Allah, you are watching me, then that person, his islah is made all the time, whether he's in public, whether he's in privacy. May Allah bless us with these qualities. So when this ayat was revealed, then the sahaba found it very hard to have that level of taqwa for how which Allah wants. One is Allah has revealed further on, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will only to take us to task how much we can manage, what our capability is. But we mustn't just say that we can't manage this, we can't manage, not just that what we're thinking. Allah has only given us all His commands are those that we can manage. So that much Allah wants from us, how much we can manage. So when this ayat was revealed, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that why don't you follow the injunction of the Quran? Allah Ta'ala said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. We heard your command. وَأَطَعْنَا. And we obey how much we can. We try our utmost. Where is now beyond our capability? غُفْرَانَك. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Now we slipped up. We forgot. We couldn't manage. We slipped up. غُفْرَانَك. So Allah has given us the solution. We must keep on trying all the time. But when the time comes, then ghufranak. Oh Allah, you forgive us. So tawbah, istighfar is one great door which Allah has kept open for the whole ummah until the day of Qiyamah. As Bayahsan was reading, that this tawbah, istighfar, Allah has kept the door of taqwa also open. And Allah has kept the door of istighfar also open. So taqwa, if you can manage, and that's the work of those people. But if we can't manage, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example that there are 2-3 windows from where they are selling tickets or whatever. One is a big window, but a big line also there. But they are selling the same tickets from the other windows also. The other side is a short line. And you can go direct and you can go and buy your ticket, what you want. So he says, why do you want to wait in such a long line? This is the line of taqwa. You can't wait so long and you are in a hurry. The other ticket window is also open. Go to that ticket window, which is the window ticket of taqwa, of tawbah. You make tawbah. The people of tawbah will be regarded as the people of taqwa on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give them the same status also. People of taqwa will have higher for the taqwa, of course, but by making tawbah. So this is a month Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, and this month has got Shabi Barat, and the night of Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of salvation, of purification, of cleansing. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. So this night we should also use and make up for our tawbah, and make up our tawbah. And like, for example, we find children, when they at night, the mother or whoever gives them a bath, puts on their pyjamas, now they're nice and clean, ready to go and sleep. Then she warns them also, now you are clean, don't dirty your clothes again, your pyjamas. So when we get cleansed in the 15th Shaban, now don't become dirty again. We normally, many people come home, they shower, they wear clean clothes. Then, or we make our Maghrib Namaz, we make our Awwabin, which is another name for Tawwabin also, those who make Tawbah in great amount. So once we have done that, now don't go and watch TV now. Again, you're making yourself dirty. Don't watch all other things on your phone, etc. Don't engage in other wrong things. You have made your tawbah and now you are clean. So remain clean all the time. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is so desirous for everyone that he must make a tawbah. For example, Dahya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he still had not accepted Islam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very keen and eager that he accepts Islam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came and he said, Dihya is on his way to accept Islam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took off his own sheath, chadar, and he put it down for him. But his friend, when he came, he said, I've come to accept Islam, and he picked up the sheath. He said, Allah's Nabi's sheath, where can I sit on it? I have to put it on my head. And he put it on his head. And then he accepted Islam with his friends who had come. And then he said, but oh Allah's Nabi, well Allah Ta'ala forgive me. 60 girls I buried alive. 70 girls I buried alive with my own hands. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, wow, how can there be forgiveness for that 70? And what was the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Anyway, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has forgiven him. His 60 years of guna also Allah has forgiven him. And 70 babies that he buried alive, Allah has forgiven him that also. So how is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Then we find Wahshi. radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was he? But he became also radiyallahu ta'ala. Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. Before who was he? Fighting against Islam. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. But all became radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa aradahum. What great maqam and positions Allah ta'ala had given him. So anyway, Wahshi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was keen also that he accepts Islam. So he sent somebody to him to go and give him the da'wat of Islam. Hazrat Wahshi was inclined to accept Islam now, but he says that in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adultery, stealing, all these things have been made haram, and I'm guilty of all this. So how can I accept Islam? I've done all these things. So Allah revealed the ayat. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those people who make tawbah, when they bring iman and they do righteous deeds, for them Allah will change the evil deeds into good deeds. And there will be many other people that their bad deeds Allah will change into good deeds. And so much so that one person will come and Allah will enumerate all his small gunas. You committed this guna, this guna, this guna, and he left no option but to accept. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, I make you maaf. You can go to... Then he'll jump and say, Ya Allah, but I got plenty big gunas also. When he'll see that Allah's rahmat is so much that Allah is forgiving all the gunas. So small gunas are being made maaf. Big gunas, how much won't they be made maaf also? So Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is so great. Then Hazrat Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Allah's Nabi, give the message to Allah's Nabi that, yeah, Allah Ta'ala said the person who brings iman and does amal salih, I don't know if I will be able to make amal salih, I'll make tawbah, I'll bring iman. So this condition is very hard for me. Allah Ta'ala revealed another ayat for him. Just imagine, for whatever the person who was the killer, he made Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a shaheed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah give us that aspect also. What love and connection with the family people. Everyone's huquq Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should fulfill. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, on the day of Eid, when your ihtikaf was complete, then after 30 days he's going home again. But on the way, go and visit every family member. Today we with our families, how much we don't fulfill the rights of family people, of neighbors, of visitors, guests, of travelers, all have got great rights upon us. It comes in the hadith, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. A person who has iman on Allah and the day of akhirat must honor his guests. Hey, not only fulfill their rights, honor them. We are very, very far from this. May Allah forgive us. And how many other things? Sick people we don't worry about. All the rights of a Muslim, rights he got on a fellow Muslim. All those rights we don't fulfill. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should fulfill all these rights. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made consideration for each and every individual and person. The family of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When he should slaughter an animal, first he should make, how many years ago she had passed away. But he should consider them and say, this person going to send us everyone's consideration. May Allah open our heart. And this all comes when a person moves towards Allah, Allah gives more and more tawfiq. Barakat in time, barakat in money, barakat in actions, barakat in everything. But when a person doesn't move, then barakat is taken away also. May Allah save us and protect us. Allah is most kind. If your friend invites you one time, you didn't go. Second time, you didn't go. Third time, he'll stop inviting you. But Allah, we hope He is that being that He will not stop. Until our mort will come or till the day of Qiyamah, He will leave the doors open for us. So, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for him Allah revealed another ayat. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said that in this ayat, this is one of the ayats in which there is the greatest amount of hope for the sinners. That Allah Ta'ala says that Allah will forgive all sins, but don't make shirk with Allah. Remember, Allah is one alone, He has got no partners. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But besides that, shirk, Allah will forgive for whomsoever He will forgive them. So Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this also is a condition, لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that if Allah wishes, I don't know if He'll wish in my right or not. Allah revealed the third ayat, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that oh, you who have done wrong to you, do not lose hope in the mercy in of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, Allah forgives all sins. Allah will forgive all sins. He said, yes, yes, this is for me. And then he accepted Islam. And then Allah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written another very, very delicate point. And these awliya and arifs of Allah, where the ulum reaches. When he accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted him to accept Islam, get saved from the fire of Jahannam, the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. But that he killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that wound was still in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, if you can help it, if you can do, don't come in front of me. He migrated, he went away. How much he thought. Then what love the Sahaba had for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what his feelings were, how much they considered it. And this is really that also that we have to learn how to show love. You have love, but we want to show it what our feelings are. And love actually has to be done how who you love, see that person's feelings. And then he went away. But he said also that I killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I did a balance to it also, that I killed Musaylama al-Kazzab also, the false prophet who claimed prophethood. I killed him also, so I balanced it up. So anyway, this is a great month in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with this great night. And the first 10 nights, days of Ramadan, are also the days of Maghfirah. That Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives sins in great, great abundance. So we should move in that direction. And every person, whatever his level is, we start making tawbah, istighfar, and we ask Allah Ta'ala for His special forgiveness. And our only enemy are our sins. It is not any country or any nation that is our enemy. It is our sins that are our enemies. And they work against us all the time. And how much we make tawbah and remove these sins. And it is in our hands to remove our enemy. As many of our buzurg said, that our problems are not outside us. They are inside us. We have to come right. We come right, Allah Ta'ala's help and support is there. So we have to come right. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So in this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala said, wa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you forgive us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times explained this from the tafsir of Ruh al-Ma'ani. What does this mean, this forgiveness which is asked at the beginning? Literally, you rub out from us. That is, umhu athar dhunubina. Oh Allah, all the evidence of our sins, you destroy them. And here, Hadrat has explained that Allah Himself is going to destroy that evidence. With sincerity we ask Allah Ta'ala. And Hadrat explains that there are four witnesses to every action of us. At the moment, in the context of sins, there are four witnesses. And in the context of doing good deeds also, there are four witnesses. The one is the parts of the body. With which hands, with which parts of the body a person committed sin, with his eyes, with his tongue, with his hands, it is recorded there. And everything in detail is recorded. And then the second is the place where a person committed that sin. The ground will give evidence. And it will see whether it is corresponding also with what the hands are saying, that at this moment, at this time, and the ground says at this moment, this time, it will be corresponding. And then the kiram and katibin, the malaika, who are the right hand angel, who is writing our good deeds all the time. If a person knows he's under surveillance, and he's being watched all the time, If only we knew that we are being watched all the time. Every moment of ours in public, in private, what we thinking, why we doing a certain action, our niyat is also watched by Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly we can be doing it for various reasons, but why we are doing it, Allah Ta'ala is watching. So the malaika are writing down, and then this is all entered into the book of our Nama-i Amal. So the four places our sins are also recorded all the time. But when we sincerely, and may Allah accept our dua, we say, Wa afu anna, O Allah, you forgive us, you rub out all our sins, you destroy all the evidence. Then, Waghfir lana, outwardly again it's the same meaning, you forgive us, O Allah. But what the awliya, what Allah inspired them and what tafsir they had made, that, oh Allah, you forgive us, yeah. Now this means that, oh Allah, that bisatri al-qabih wa izhari al-jameel. All our bad actions, you bury them. You hide them away. And you make good, you make famous any good we perhaps have done. And the people speak of your good, and they don't speak of the bad. They speak of the good. Waghfir lana. Warhamna, and O Allah, you have mercy upon us. What the tafsir of Ya Allah Ma'alusi Rahmatullah Ali has made, that warhamna, that tafadhal alayna bifununil a'la. O Allah, tafadhal, out of your sheer mercy, which we are not worthy of in any word, and in front it's written that we are not worthy also. But fadhal is that mercy of Allah that we didn't do anything. Like Bansela, you are given something. Free of charge, just for nothing you are given. Tafadhal alayna bifununil a'la. With all different types of your favors and your namas, you shower them upon us. Ma'a istihqaqina bi'afaneenil iqab. In spite of the fact that we are worthy of the worst punishment. We must get the worst punishment. But we beg you, O Allah, that you shower your mercy upon us in every way. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind. He forgives in great, great abundance. And He shows you the way to those people who make tawbah. And how many great, great buzurgani deen. Before that, their lives were completely different. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh. Fuzail ibn Iyad, rahmatullah alayh. But when they made sincere tawbah, then how Allah opened their path and where they reached after that. So if we also, Allah give us tawfiq, Allah has given us this opportunity that we also make the sincere tawbah and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And year in and year out, Ramadan is coming. And every moment of Ramadan is so valuable. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haqtab, rahmatullah alayh, gave this beautiful example to explain to us the value of every moment of Ramadan. Hazrat says that if the government of a country gives every person, Muslim people in their country, a money printing machine, but it's not automatic, you have to turn it with a handle. And you can set it whichever denomination you want to, 10 rand, 50, 100, 200. Here in South Africa, 200 rand note is the highest, so you set it to 200. And it will only start working when it is confirmed that the moon of Ramadan has been sighted. A person will keep 2-3 phones ready. He'll be watching all the time. That message comes that the moon has been sighted, because it will only start working then. And once the news comes, now the machine is going to work. And you have to turn your hand. Hazrat says, nobody will get tired, day in or day, at night, in day, all the time will be just, it's turning out 200 rand new crispy notes, and 100% legal. You won't be questioned from where they came and how you got them, 100% legal also. And it will stop when the moon for Eid has been sighted. So then a person will switch off all his phones. I mustn't get news that the moon of Eid has been sighted. He'll still want to just print all the time. So then more than what is a 200 and a whole month, 30 days, a person day and night, every moment was just, and his hand was not getting tired also. And he was just printing notes. If we get the value of Ramadan, we will also do it like that. And the days of Ramadan are also so valuable. While a person is keeping roza, the malaika are saying, Ameen to your duas. The nights of Ramadan are so valuable that from iftari time till sehri time, Allah is calling out. Who wants what? Whatever he asked me. So the days are so valuable. The nights are so valuable. And all this a person will see in Akhirah. When he will go there, Allahu Akbar. If we have that yaqeen of Akhirah, more than what we have got yaqeen of this dunya, we have got yaqeen of Akhirah, a person will be busy in the month of Ramadan. You won't waste his time in anything whatsoever. You will just try and make tilawat. Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Raipuri, whole Ramadan, his only work was tilawat of Quran Sharif. In namaz time, namaz. Otherwise, tilawat of Quran Sharif. All the time. Only Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is that great book, kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And how the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with so much of care, how much of security came down. And then it was put into the heart of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. So much so that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to learn it off quickly, as the wahi came, Allah said, لا تحرك به لسانك. You don't. We will look after it. We are going to protect this Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise to look after the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. And whoever looks after the Quran, it is not he looking after the Quran Sharif, it is Allah Ta'ala who is looking after him, that he can look after the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, not only the words of the Quran, but even the meaning of the Quran Sharif. The true meaning of hijab, for example. That will remain forever. No matter how many people try and water it down, make it mild, etc. But what the meaning of hijab is, that will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Interest is haram, that will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Every command of Allah Ta'ala, and there will be always those people who will stand up for this, and who will tell the people what is the truth and where the truth is. Like the Sahaba, Suhaib Rumi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was looking for the truth everywhere. Most probably it was Hazrat Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of Rum. And everywhere the people, all the priests told him at that time, because till that time was Christian religion, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told him, now this religion also has been changed. Now there is no truth. Now the only place you can go is Yathrib. So Hazrat Suhaib, Hazrat Salman Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the only place you can go is to Yathrib, which is the old name of Madinatul Munawwara, where Allah's final Nabi is going to be appearing, and when he appears, you go to him, you will find the true deen. So like that, this one person was in the world who brought the true deen. Like that, ulama will also be few and ever in the world, but they will maintain, there will be that group of ulama that will keep the truth. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these realities, and to prepare for the month of Ramadan, and to appreciate the month of Ramadan as much as we can. And at the end, the real effort must be, the correct effort, with tawbah and istighfar. Not that we are on Eid night, we go for an Eid ball somewhere. We have some other functions or something. Each day we go to some function at the Zoo Lake or whatever else it is. No, that we feel guilty on that night. That we cry on that night that we didn't appreciate. No matter how much we do, we cannot do enough how much we have to do. So in this way, we will get connected with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Today we have another connection also. Our brother Ibrahim Sindhi, mashallah. He lost his wife. Allah grant marhuma jannat, the highest stages in jannat. He will be getting married. He will be making this also sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is also a great sunnat. May Allah give barakat, muhabbat, and to fulfill the rights of husband and wife, the families, Allah give muhabbat in all our nikahs, in all our connections, our families with our in-laws. May Allah Ta'ala give muhabbat, give barakat, and make it a source for Islam to become more alive. Today our children, mashallah, there are many, many, small they are, but they hafiz the Quran. Girls, little girls, hafiz the Quran, and what sahih they read, how much correct they read, and how well they know the Quran Sharif. Very many years ago, in Durban, when we went, a young 8-year-old boy. Now we hear of even younger boys. But that time this young boy sitting on the mimbar, and how many huffaz in the whole gathering, how many ulama, and with what confidence he read. And whole, he was complete hafiz of the whole Quran. And many others, we find them reading Quran Sharif all the time. Our friends also, and we feel a bit hard also when to ask them a question, then we see their lips were moving. They were reading Quran Sharif all the time. All the time Quran on the tongue. May Allah Ta'ala bless us also with such qualities, inshallah.